A new native plant guide, which focuses on seed collection and propagation of popular Kimberley natives, has been published. The 20-page propagation guide, which includes good plant identification photos, has been written by native plant enthusiasts Phil Doherty, Louise Beams and Aisha Moss, and combines knowledge shared by traditional rangers. Broome-based Aisha and Phil are hoping more people will try growing native seeds, especially now the weather is heating up.
It's the seasons. So, you know, the different seasons in the Kimberley, most stuff germinates, you know, in the wet season, right? So it needs the soil to heat up. So that's the signal is when the daytime temperature and the nighttime temperature become closer together and the air stays warm, and that means the soil stays warm. And that's like the signal go, righto, time to go. So, and generally that coincides with the first rain and hopefully follow-up rain. So then, yeah, I think that's the only difference. It's getting the timing right, like anything. The timing's everything.
Aisha, what are you hoping people might discover by using this seed guide?
Oh, well, what we've got in there is some sustainable collection and practice principles. So really hoping, there's a lot of information, good information out there, but we want it to be something that people can use so that you're caring for the bush. You're leaving some seeds for the environment, for the animals, and you're taking the seed that you need, but also leaving some behind so that you can come in the future, so people can keep coming and collecting, and it's, you know, it's a sustainable practice.
And do you think by having a really simple guide about propagation and seed collection, it might actually encourage some people to plant more endemic natives in their garden?
Yeah, definitely. I think there's the SKIPA community group, which is the Society for Kimberley Indigenous Plants and Animals. And there's lots of enthusiasts there. And, you know, a lot of people come in and they're asking, oh, where do I buy native plants? And there's the interest there, and they want to put plants in that are endemic to the area. So this, because there's not a lot of options to buy it locally, this is something people can, you know, do it themselves, work out how to do it themselves, yeah.
And Phil, some seeds do require a little bit of preparation, a bit of knowledge to boost the chances of germination.
Well, the hard-coated seeds, acacias, tephrosias, but any of those seeds that have a hard coat, and normally if you bite one of them, they'll soon tell you if they've got a hard coat because you won't be able to bite through it. If you soak them in hot water overnight, it'll soften them up, and then you can plant them out the next day.
I've heard that some native seeds need smoke treatment. Do the Kimberley seeds generally need that?
Oh, the grevilleas definitely benefit from the smoke treatment. Anyone can make smoke water. We at Skipper's one year, we just had an old vacuum cleaner, and we lit a fire in a tub in an old galvanised rubbish bin, and we sucked the smoke through the water and made smoked water that way. As simple as that. So we burnt Spinifex, which is very ignitable, combustible, and it makes a lot of smoke. So we were able to suck that through the water, and that permeates the water, and then you can soak the grevillea seeds and hakea seeds in the water, and off you go.
Mm. Are there a couple of species within this guide that you recommend the complete novice have a crack at? They might like to diversify their front garden. They might like to fill in a bare sunny patch at the back.
All the acacias are very easy to grow. Eucalypts, if you can collect the eucalypt seed, it's again easy to grow. It'll germinate within I've got some in my little hotbed around the corner, and it germinates within, you know, 7 to 14 days, most of the stuff, if the timing's right. Hakeas, nice and easy to germinate. Even the annuals like the Thai lotus and the gomphrena, they're very easy to germinate. You just got to collect a lot of seed because it's not very viable. So you've got to get bundles and bundles of seed. And then you just scatter it in a tray, bury it about to the depth of the seed. So if the seed's 2 mil thick, then bury it 2 mils into the dirt, and then just water it in and keep it damp. Not wet, damp.
Like, it's quite exciting when you're a novice to you time it, and you plant them at the right season, and they grow. You know, I've tried planting seeds at other times of the year, and I've thought to myself, oh, no, this seed's rubbish. It's, you know, it's too old. And then plant it, you know, 3 months later, and it germinates in 2 weeks. So the terminalias all really respond really well to the warmer season. So right now is a good time with the high humidity. I think there's a bit of moisture in the air, so I think they respond to that too, as well as the soil temperatures increasing. The other use of this guide, we've actually posted it out to all the ranger groups around the Kimberley, and there's a handful of groups we've been working with for over 10 years, and in a combination of projects, conservation, and a bit of propagation, seed collecting, nursery work. So, and in the guide, you'll find there's some language names with that go along with those groups we've worked with: Yaru, Badi Jawi, Nyulnyul, Gurradjuri, and Bunuba.
So a wonderful collaboration over many years of shared knowledge and relationships. That's great to hear, Aish. And the guide is available as an e-guide, an electronic one, through the Environs Kimberley website. You're actually hoping people will join a planting day soon, Doc?
Yeah, on the weekend of the 23rd of October, as part of my eucalypt fellowship, I've grown a heap of eucalypts and hoping to have a family tree planting day out at Mugabulla Park out of Broome North. In the evening. So bring your kit along, do it as a family group, and it can be your special plant that you look after. More people can come down, the better. Be great.
Phil Doherty, who's working on that Eucalypt Fellowship, you can join him on October the 23rd and 24th to plant endemic gum trees in Mugabulla Park in Broome. And Aisha Mosh, who's also a project officer at Environs Kimberley. They both love native plants, as you can hear. They're the co-authors of this new guide. The free Native Seed Collection and Propagation Guide can be easily downloaded through the Environs Kimberley website. There's also some printed copies available.